This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Peachtree Pest Control, Awesome Nissan, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. And now join us, the head coach for the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. How are you, Coach?
I'm good, Kip. One of these days on the show, I'm going to introduce you.
You are?
Yeah, the voice of the Pirates.
Yeah, I don't know. That
Sean. Coach Pender now hosting Kit Branch, the voice of the Pirates.
That might get you a subway ticket in New York City. It may or may not. A cup of coffee somewhere. Coach, heartbreak last Friday night against Glenn Academy. We're not going to talk about them much today. We're going to talk about Brad won the playoffs, but let's go ahead and get that out of the way.
I got you. Yeah, it was a tough game, and you know, two teams came prepared. It was a true championship caliber team. You know, your game. When you're talking about the city championship, you know, you want to have that type of play, and you want to see that type of atmosphere. And it was a great night, but unfortunately, we came out on the short end of the kick there.
We did. There were some bright spots in the game. Coach Anthony Mountain probably had his best game as a Pirate at quarterback. 269 yards through the air, touchdown, and just was facing some tremendous rushes, and in his face all night, he was throwing strikes down the field.
He had a good game. I'm proud of his progression. If you look at his progression throughout the year, he's getting more and more comfortable in the system, and hopefully he'll be hitting his stride right here, senior night coming up, and then for a playoff run.
Coach, defensively, those guys, they got some good players, skilled players, and they hurt us on a couple of reverses and things like that. But we knew they were coming. They just made plays when they had to.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be there, and hats off to them and their game planning of what they do. They do a good job, but Jalen Drayton, the freshman kid, he's going to be a good player for them for many years to come. But he's the one that hurt us on the offense. You know, of course, Nolan Grant did a good job also, but Jalen on the jet sweeps, you know, he had two crucial plays that are standing out that I remember. One was a jet sweep that he got a big first down on, which we needed that stop there. And then, of course, the reverse that went 80-something yards for a touchdown. And, he had some help with some blockers being able to shield our guys to the inside. And then we took a wrong angle, missed a tackle, and off he went.
Coach, have you ever seen a film where our tight end gets tackled right off the line of scrimmage? I saw that earlier this week while I was in the Bahamas doing some work for MAP, and I saw that video out there on social media, and I said, wow.
Their defensive game plan, every time Xavier Bean got a tight end, they were going to say, don't let him off the line of scrimmage, and what they did is instead of trying to just block him, they went ahead and tackled him. And, the defender was able to get away with it all night. We told the officials, hey, watch out, number 10's line of a tight end. They're going to tackle him. They tackled him. The time I said it, they actually tackled him and gator rolled him. And they let it go. They never called it one time. So, you know, I guess if they're not going to call it, you might as well just keep on tackling him the whole night long. And that's what they did. They tackled him every time he got a tight end. And so that the place we had with him at tight end, we really couldn't run because they got away with being able to do that.
But he probably had his best game of the season last week.
He had a couple good grabs. Yeah. I would say the Richmond Hill game would have been his best when he had 8 catches for over 100 yards and a touchdown. Okay. Yeah, but he did have a good game. He played solid.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, last night we had like a dinner at the football field at the stadium for the seniors. It was a good turnout. All the seniors were there, fed them, and you got to talk to them about playing that last home game at Glenn County Stadium.
Yeah, I just wanted them to be able to reflect, be able to actually get a visualization of the field, sit there and looking at it at sunset. It was a beautiful night, and just to you know, remember the plays they've made on that field, whether it was good plays or bad plays, and be able to reflect and share it with their teammates. And just, you know, it'll make this moment just a little bit more special on Friday night.
Coach, talk about this week of practice, coming off a heartbreaking loss like we had last week. Your opinion on how practice has gone this week, getting ready for Bradwell.
Well, we were worried about it a little bit as a staff. You know, when you see the heartbreak after the game, the kids played their hearts out, and there wasn't a dry eye in the locker room after the game. They were heartbroken. But how you rebound from that type of situation, and you know, it will really show your character. And you know, we were worried about it. You know, we had some issues early on. We had a senior quit on us after that game. But besides that, majority of the kids that, you know, stayed with us, they bounced back. Monday was a little tough, you know, but Tuesday got better. Wednesday was really good. And, you know, today, Thursday's just moving even better. So I think we'll be ready to play Friday.
Coach, and there's still a lot to play for. We're watching Bradwell on film right here, and Bradwell, over the last 2 or 3 years, is a very much improved football program.
They are. They've improved throughout the year. You know, we saw a film earlier in the season on them, and they look kind of subpar. And then looking at them later on in the season, you can really tell where their quarterback and receivers are getting on the same page. They're really starting to make big plays. Their running back has made a lot of big runs, and they're starting to find ways to either win games or compete and be in them. And they're going to show that they're going to be, you know, they could be a tough team to beat if we're not coming with our A game. It's going to be a battle. So we definitely got to be ready to play a team that's hungry like we are.
Coach, when we come back from the break, I'm going to go through all the position groups at Brunswick High School in this football team and let you talk about how those groups have progressed during this football season. More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Southern Hardware. Coach, as the season has progressed, I feel like our football team is getting better every week. I'm going to go through the position groups, and you talk about the progression of each group, and I'll start. You're a former wide receiver. I'll start with the wide receiver group.
Well, the consistency and discipline has been a factor with that group, just trying to find out what the chemistry is going to be like and the dependability was going to be like. And you know, earlier in the season, it was some question marks here and there, but a couple changes were made. And after those changes were made, we started to improve, especially in the discipline aspect of the team. And also some of the guys started to gel together and get that consistency. So we have gotten better as a unit going, and I'm not talking about just in producing numbers as far as the receiving game. I'm talking about in producing numbers as the total offense. Some of the blocks that we're starting to make downfield and stuff like that in the run game has really improved throughout the week. So, or not throughout the week, but throughout the season. So if I was sitting there grading that position out on improvement, you know, I'd give them, you know, a solid B as far as their improvement level from where they were, because at the beginning of the year, it would have been a straight F.
Coach, production-wise, the 269 yards against Glenn, pretty good defense. That the kind of production you want to see out of that group every week?
Oh, absolutely. And they're capable. I mean, they got plenty of skilled guys in that group. And, you know, some of the things that we weren't doing early in the year, we weren't winning enough of the 50-50 balls, which we won several of those. Che Foy came up with a lot of great catches. I know two of them that stand out in particular on crucial downs that he made to keep drives alive. And you know, that's the type of consistency that we actually expect to have out of our group. Of course, you know, we talked earlier about Xavier Bean and the stuff he's done, but Amarion, you know, Whitfield has shown more consistency as the year went on, and he's starting to show up a little bit more. And then also Tyrese Jones has showed up well in a couple ball games. We get Kyle Patterson back, you know, and he's going to be a big part of this game, I hope. So, you know, the receiving corps is looking to be pretty solid.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, a coach of position that I have just enjoyed watching all year long. You know, honestly, I thought we might struggle a little bit losing all those seniors we had last year. But the offensive line this year has been a pleasant surprise to me, and they have performed well all season.
Yeah, that's another group that I think has gotten better, you know, as they were gelling, coming along again. And you got a lot of youth there, you know, yeah. And you had several guys with some inexperience that even were a couple of the seniors that had some inexperience. But we've gotten better, and then also we have been able to gain more depth. One thing about last year's offensive line, we had a lot of injuries. We had some seniors on that team, but a lot of those guys were injured, which allowed some of the younger guys to get some playing time, and that's helped us carry over through this year. And then, you know, you got to get a player like Xavier Ramsey. I don't think he gets enough credit. Xavier Ramsey's a 3-year starter for us. He's placed all over the offensive line, and he's done a phenomenal job. And when he's not in the lineup in practice, you can definitely tell. Another one that's been consistent backbone of the offensive line is probably Caleb Cook. You know, Caleb Cook's playing left tackle this year, and he's another one that was able to play guard. He can play some center if needed, but we had him at the left tackle for the most part, and he's just a good anchor also on the offensive line. He's a junior. And then Kenia Charlton, you know, we talk about him. We know that he's going to be a big player for us in the future. But this year he's moved in two different positions, at right guard and at right tackle, and he's starting to become a force there. And, you know, but we developed some other guys that, you know, are starting to come on. We have, you know, a freshman in Gibson who's starting to get a lot of playing time. And then freshman Thomas, who's on the defensive line, who does a real good job, is going to play some guard here and get some. And then you have Carroll, who's a sophomore, that's got a lot of playing time on that offensive line. And these guys are starting to gel more. And I like the attitude that they bring, the unselfish attitude, and that, you know, our running backs have tend to gravitate towards that. Matter of fact, and you look in the meetings, and I also want to say another guy's name that we don't ever mention very much because he's a tight end that don't ever catch the football. He's a blocker. He's an extra extension of the offensive line, and that's Bryce Morris. He's come over. We call him Moose. He's come over to the offensive line, tight end / offense. He's a tight end. He's an offensive lineman with an eligible number. But he's come over there, and he's done a good job for us and helped us out with the blocking schemes.
Xavier Ramsey, coach, all-region center.
I believe so. In my opinion, I think he's the best center in the region. He's going to get my vote.
Coach, talk about your quarterbacks. I know he's kind of, you know, when people, fans, these armchair quarterbacks, they tend to judge the team by quarterbacks. Talk about your quarterback play.
Quarterback play has gotten better and better every week. The thing that Anthony Mountain has really brought to the table is the leadership, and that's why he's our quarterback, because he has, you know, he has all the intangibles that you ask for in a young man. You know, he does a lot of things off the field, not just on the field. I'm talking about, he does a good job getting kids to hear. He's on the phone with them. He tries to keep them positive. He's always hustling at practice, and he always tries to bring positive energy, and he's always looking to get better. And that's the kind of things that you're looking for out of a young man to lead a team. You know, and then you got KJ. KJ's gotten better and better. You know, he had the foot injury that held him back earlier in the year, but when he got cleared to play, the times that we've asked him to come in and play, he's come in and done a really good job. So I'm, you know, very pleased with the quarterback position as of late.
And, Coach, I'll save kind of the best for last. These sophomore running backs, Coach, they're special. And this is a special group. And I think they're going to lead us to big, big things before their careers are over. Talk about those running backs.
Again, when the first thing that always comes to mind with them, too, is unselfishness. They have that offensive line type mentality, and they want to see each other succeed. Now, they pick on each other a lot. Like, the practice we had this morning and the practice we had yesterday, they'll go back and forth and about who's going to get the ball and not. And they'll like look at the play, because we switch them out a lot, like, and we kind of let them have that freedom. Sometimes one will get the play call and then another they'll have a chance to get the football, and they're going to put the other one in the other position. And then when the other one hears the play call, he's like, nah, man, that's my ball. Yeah. But they do block for each other. They want to see each other succeed. And they're both really good at all three phases of it. They're good runners. They're good blockers, and then they can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. But they're positive energy people. I mean, those are the type of guys you want around your locker room, because they bring energy to the locker room. They bring energy to the offense, and people feed off of that.
Coach, talk a little bit about you've got some backups there.
Yeah, in the what position. About
it? Yeah.
Yeah, we have two backup running backs there. One of them is Leon Charlton.
Yeah.
That's Kaniah Charlton's little big brother.
Little big brother.
But he's a physical kid. He runs the ball real hard in between the tackles. He's got good vision. He was one of our main kids on the JV this year, running the ball in between the tackles. And he's going to be another guy that's going to help us out in the future. And then you have little Pat Leggett. And we nicknamed him Waterbug.
Is he a sophomore?
He's a sophomore, too. And
wow.
The thing about Waterbug is you cannot hem him up in a phone booth. Literally, when you see, those little Waterbugs, mm-hmm. That's what he is. So it's hard to touch him. So once he understands how good he can be and matures a little bit more, he's gonna be a force to reckon with also.
Coach, talk about your kickers, special teams. We've made some strides there, too.
Yeah, start with the long snapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't talk enough about the long snapper.
He's
but
pretty good.
He's solid. He does a good job. He does our snapping for our punt team and also for our PAT field goals. And he's been very consistent. He lines up, he gets the job done, and he does well on his coverages when he has to get down on the punt. So Isaiah Wellman has done a phenomenal job for us. And then our kicker, Ray Berg, he's a good one, too. He's improved tremendously from last year to this year. He's always working on his craft, and he does both the PAT field goals and the punting. I think this year he's had a really good year punting PAT field goals. I would like to see a little bit more consistency in among his PATs. We haven't really attempted any field goals this year, so it's really hard to judge him on that.
Coach, when we come back, I mean, one more thought. A long snapper is kind of like a cover corner. If you don't call their name, that means they're doing their job.
That's right. That's right.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Awesome Nissan, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, defensively, I'll start with the linebackers. We've got some guys like Cameron Crump. He's not big as nothing, but they just get the job done.
Yeah, Cameron Crump is...
I love that kid.
Yeah, he's small in stature, but not in heart. The kid's got a tremendous heart, and he loves the weight room. He gets out there. He's extremely strong for his size, probably pound for pound, the strongest guy on the team. And he just gets after you. And then you got A.J. Wilson. You know, he's the other outside linebacker who's a big kid. He's a fast kid. He's physical. And he's brought a lot to the Sam linebacker spot for us this year. He's a junior, and so is Crump. They're both juniors. But our senior, Ryan Buckley, he's our Mike linebacker. He's one of the captains of the defense. And, you know, him and Devin Lafayette are the two guys that usually rotates as captains. Or they're both captains just about every week. But, you know he's a quiet kid. He does his job. He's another kid that's got, you know, he played some as a sophomore on the field. And, he's talking just the other night about, last night about his interception he got in sophomore year as one of his best memories on the field. But he's done a great job of adapting to our defense. You know, he's a kid that's had three different defensive coordinators since he's been in this program, and he's adapted well, I know, to the last two coordinators under my watch.
Coach, defensive line, you've got something there that we haven't had in quite some time. You've got some youth. And you've got some size, and you've got some athletic ability coming through the ranks.
Yeah, the youth and the size go hand in hand. Yeah. they're pretty young, those guys. But, yeah, we get after it pretty good. But we're going to start off with talking about Justin Acker.
He's a senior. Good player.
He's the senior of the group. He's another guy that's a three-year starter down there, and he plays all over the D-line. Sometimes he'll line up in the shade. Sometimes he'll line up as the rush end, or he'll line up as a strong side end. And he does a tremendous job at wherever he's at. His motor's always running. He's a strong kid. He's undersized. But he does a good job. Caleb Hampton, someone who's come on this year, you know, from last year as a JV kid, who's really starting to turn the table or turn the corner, and hopefully he'll be ready to be one of the ones that can lead the D-line next year, because next year will be his senior year. And you got David Neubauer. He's unsung. He does a lot of good things.
He does.
Holds his own. He's another junior that we have coming back on the D-line. And then Zane Rosenbaum started off as linebacker for us, and he was doing a decent job there. And then we moved him over to tight end. He did a phenomenal job there, but then we got in a situation where we needed him to play some defensive end, and he went over there and he's done a phenomenal job there. He's been really good in stopping the run. He again holds his own, and pound for pound, he's one of those real strong ones as well.
Coach, talk a little bit about, you've mentioned a lot of kids so far.
Yeah,
we got a lot of kids that you mentioned that are coming back next year that are key contributors. So we'll get to that in a minute. But talk about the back end of that secondary. You got Mr. Lafayette, Mr. Towns back there. They're both seniors, and man, they're good football players.
They are. You know, Lafayette, you've heard his name week in and week out. He's definitely done a good job, and you'll see him playing on Saturdays. Don't know where yet. He's has a couple options, but, you know, he's going to do a really good job with his future. You have Freddie Towns, who is a good cover corner, and he's been playing a little banged up throughout the year, but he's playing. He's doing well, and like you said earlier, he only has one pick because – teams haven't really been throwing his direction. He's done a good job at locking up receivers. And Mike McGee is another senior that was a wide receiver last year, and we moved him over to the defensive side of the ball, and he's really kind of found a home out there in the secondary. And then you have another senior in Trayvon Smith, who's done a good job. He's sometimes he'll line up as our nickelback, and then sometimes he'll line up at corner. And
he had a big hit against Glenn last week, right in front of Coach Rock.
Yeah, he did, and then he also had a big pick in Monroe. Yeah. And you know, he's done a lot of good things, and so I'm excited about, you know, watching that kid play. And he's one of those ones just because of his size. You know, his high school ball will be the last that he gets to play. And but then you got kids like Gadsden's. You know, he's a safety. They got thrust into the position. We thought in the beginning of the year he was going to be a JV kid, and he did a really good job and earned a starting position after the first game of the season. And he didn't see a snap on JV all year. He's been the varsity safety, and he's done a really good job with his first year playing football. We got him on the baseball team.
I think he's a better football player than baseball player, but he's a good baseball player too. But his future is going to be bright in football, I believe.
And because we had some injuries and stuff on the back end, you know, Derek Smith, who's only a sophomore corner, he's got a lot of playing time and on the varsity level. And we moved him up from the JV about halfway through the JV year, and he's done a really good job. So I'm excited about the future of watching him grow and prosper as well.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, back to a couple of players you mentioned. Justin Acre, you say, is undersized. He's one of these tweener guys. He got a shot to maybe play a linebacker or something in college? I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, there's other factors besides just being a good football player that will play into whether or not he's going to get an opportunity to play at the next level. I would like to see him get an opportunity. He's a good kid. He works hard. You know, we might go the JUCO route, but he might be somebody that could end up being like a stand-up rush type guy, boundary rusher or something in passing situations at the next level. But we'll see. You never know.
Coach, we've got the Bradwell Institute Tigers coming in here Friday night, and there's a lot to play for. I mean, we need a win, even our record at 5-5, improve our playoff seeding. I mean, we win this game, we're probably locked in at a 3 seed going to South Atlanta for the first round. But we're sitting here watching Bradwell on tape. They've got a lot of athletes, especially at the receiver position.
Yeah, they do have some talent and size. And then they got a mobile quarterback that can keep the play alive. So it's really important that our defensive backs stay with it and stay disciplined through the route. Don't just get caught up in looking in the backfield and leaving somebody wide open as their quarterback extends plays. And that's how you look, and they made a lot of big plays because their quarterback is able to extend plays with his mobility, and he's pretty accurate. And then he's pretty good at finding open receivers downfield and making you pay. So we got to make sure we defend this. They also got some good running backs. I mean, they'll have, I don't want to call it a stable, but they do have two or three running backs that can hurt you in different ways. They got one guy that's a pretty big kid that can pound you, and then they got two other guys that can scat pretty well coming out of the backfield. So very, very athletic on the offensive side of the ball when it comes to perimeter game. I think we outmatch them in the box. And I like our matchups that we have with them because they got tall, long receivers, but we got a couple tall, long corners as well. And as long as those guys match up with them well and play well, and we can get pressure to that quarterback, I think we could be in a good situation, even though they can hurt you with big plays.
The thing that I like the best about Bradwell, Coach, is they don't have that running back that signed in South Carolina.
Yeah, that kid was a dude.
Ooh. I was glad to see him get his diploma last year. Coach, senior night, Glenn County Stadium, Friday night. Our seniors get to go out, play their last home game. We both remember our last home high school football game. All of us do. Those kids are going to have special memories. They're going to carry those memories with them the rest of their life.
Yeah, mine was against Baker County.
Baker County.
Yes, and we had it. And it was for a region – or not, it wasn't region championship. It was district championships over there. And we beat them 36-6. And we had a great game. And, yeah, the senior night's going to be a night that our boys will remember. And, you know, we need them to remember this with a W at the end of it.
Yes, we do. Coach, any last comments before we sign off on the Sean Pender Show this week?
You know, Kip, we had tremendous support last week for the city championship. I mean, if you like blue and gold, you were at that game, and we had more fans there than anybody else. But you know, we're playing for a lot this week, and you know, it's huge. And I know it's not the city championship, but it is a big deal, this game. And I would love to see that many people in the stands again. So if you're not doing anything, come out and support your Pirates and watch. You saw us play with a lot of heart last week. You're going to see us play with a lot of heart this week as well. And hopefully we'll get this W this time.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates.